The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. 22 nations are now joining Britain in expelling Russian officials, and Donald Trump has ordered the expulsion of 60. Harley.
Yeah, 60 of them, 48 in the US, and of course 12 of them were at the UN. He also ordered the consulate in Seattle to close down. He said there's just an unacceptably high number of Russian spies in the U.S. In other words, we'll accept a certain number, but that's...
Oh, I love him. He's amazing. He doesn't mess around. Doesn't mess around. 60 of them. On your way. On your bike. Get out of here. By the way, on Donald Trump, I note one of your stories today is about the Democrats now. The advantage over the Republicans, Donald Trump, is shrinking.
It is. This is in a new poll, a preference poll done by Fox News. It's another early snapshot. There are a couple of others that seem to indicate similar numbers. This one is conducted by both a Republican and a Democrat pollster working together, so we'll kind of like it in that way. The likelihood that a poll today is actually predictive may be an iffy proposition, but I mention it only to show this trend. In October, Democrats held a 15-point lead, which would point to huge gains in November's congressional elections. Now the edge is down to 5 points, and we haven't even gotten to the heat of the campaign season. So chances are pretty good it's going to be a lot tighter than the Democrats had hoped, thought was going to be their wildest dream come true, and it may not be nearly as bad for Republicans. Off-year elections, the power almost always loses seats. The question is, will they lose enough to lose control of either house?
That's a very, very well put, Harley. Mind you, this is way down in November. It's only March today. And as Harley says, the midterm elections, the incumbent, and in this instance it's the Republicans, always lose seats. Will it be enough to lose control of the House? But the lead has shrunk from 15 points to 5. Trump notching up some very significant successes. Getting married to save a tree.
Yeah, in Fort Myers, Florida. There's a tree-hugging activist named Karen Cooper. She got married to a huge ficus tree this weekend. She married the tree. The tree is huge. It's more than a century old.
Oh, stop it.
She wasn't the only one. She got several of her friends to dress in white, all saying they're now married to the tree. They promised to honor and to protect it. That she got from a group of women who've been protesting deforestation in Mexico, marrying trees. And she thought, what a great idea. Now the city says they're going to try to save the Snell Park ficus tree.
Harley, does it ever occur to you that your credibility is on the line? She's married a tree, and she's found others that have done likewise.